about that owl blowing up in here. Yes, sir. Oh, that's the other one?
Yeah.
You all right? You worried about that seed, boy, all right? He came before me. He came before me and brought a Christmas gift. He said he don't have his regular seed. I'm excited. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I see you, son. I see you again. Yes. Yes. Great. Uh-huh. Great. Yes, sir. You by internet, I want you to start getting in on the altar sewing. It can do something for you. So Leroy Jr., I guess they got a way for you to sew when they're sewing here on the altar, just like you'll be here. That'd be good for you. So you can get in on it. All right. Yeah, all right. All right, all right, okay. I wonder how some of LTAM members gonna hear me on Tuesday. As a spiritual father and they didn't say nothing for Christmas. I wonder how. I wonder why 3/4 of the church members don't give them nothing. You set a status. I'm trying to teach you something, you know. I'll talk to them about it Tuesday, though. Well, absolutely, I'll talk to them. Absolutely. Hey, dog, here a T-shirt. Yeah. Let's clap and welcome our internet audience. Great. I'm getting more adjusted to this. This is a sign for God. I spent a lot of time in the house of prayer today. And I saw you, I think I was inspired by the Lord for you to do 3 things prior to starting. That which is not of hope or in hope is a lie. Yes, sir. Remember, that's a stronghold. And we all recognize that the kingdom of God, it has to have a king. We know that's Jesus, right? Yes, but there are also kingdom principles, kingdom rights, kingdom benefits, kingdom laws that you can work that will take you off this system and put you on the kingdom of God system. So a lot of time we're talking, we must talk in faith. Some things may not have arrived, but we know they're there. You sort of start living like you're living in an invisible world, taking charge of the visible world. And so you have to decree some things, say some things, believe them, hold on to them, trust God. And you got to deal with all the people around you who say naysayers and takers, but you still got to do it. And so tonight, I'm going to have you to say 3 things to somebody. Number one, I want you to tell them that you are witness for the, just hold up, you are witness for the kingdom of God. You are witness for the kingdom of God. Number two, you're the largest giver in your church. Number three, you are out of debt. Yeah. See, that's the way. That's the way we roll. I said, that's the way we roll. Now hold on to that. Hold on to that. Don't think that's not going to happen. You keep coming, keep learning principles. The day will arrive when all three of those things will be happening in your life. Okay? All right. Now, we're going to do a lot of work tonight because I found out that you can preach, and the pastors you listen to, you can preach and teach out of your soul, and your spirit don't be involved as it should be. Your soul is really emotional. Your soul is getting intellect. It'll get into willpower. And the Holy Ghost, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. My goodness, he want me to say this. And sometimes you leave ahead of the Holy Ghost with the crowd. And the Spirit of God is not able to do what he desired to do. Tonight you'll see me, I'm slowing up. And if I get to a point that it need to be drilled, you're going to be in the army. I'm going to drill it. Until the Holy Ghost speak to you. The Holy Ghost has to speak to you. See, here's the lineup. The Holy Spirit speak to your spirit. Your spirit come in charge of your soul. And on down the line, then your senses. Now, in Hebrews 5, it talks about that you can get into a maturity that even your senses can exercise the difference between good and evil. But what can easily happen, you can get emotional and be all up in your soul. And what's going to happen then, John 6:63, what you say, it is the spirit that quickeneth the flesh, profiteth nothing. The word that I speak to you, the spirit and life. And the spirit and the life will not be in full force because your soul is waiting to take over. That's why in Hebrews 4:12, it say the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Then it talk about dividing the soul and the spirit, joint and the marrow, and the discerning of the intent thought of the heart. This message, all message of the kingdom, but this message for it to fulfill its timing in this season, we're going to have to understand what we're doing. We're going to understand that this is really from God. And that is our covenant kingdom right to be able to enjoy all the benefits the scripture talk about and put in everything in its right perspective. Prior to ministering, I say to my sons and daughters in the gospel, especially those who are pastoring, some are listening by internet, I'm going to do something Sunday that's going to revolutionize your ministry. I'm going to do it Sunday, then I'm going to let you do it the next Sunday. It will revolutionize. It's from an apostolic revelation and I'm not going to share much about it tonight, but it's something we've been looking for our ministry, for our people, for the work of God. It will work. It will bring increase to everybody like never before. The only person I shared it with, I think I shared it with my mama, I call Carolyn mom, my wife, and my children. Not all my children, with Leroy Jr., I believe, Montreal. But Sunday I'm going to do it. Then I'm going to, in the impartation on Tuesday, I'm going to release it in every church that is under the LTMA. And the membership going to shout. You might not be able to have service. The members will be so released. They've been in bondage so long. They'll be so released because the instruction is so direct and it's going to bring so much freedom in their lives, in their hearts, in their action, in everything. So why you can't tell us tonight? Because I'm not going to tell you tonight. That's why. Now let's pray. Father, we thank you for this seed training. We have people here and people from all over the world. We trust the Holy Spirit to help us to say and do the things he has shown us in prayer and in study. We thank you tonight for this class. We bless every person here that they may hear, understand, and receive in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You may be seated. I'm going to talk to you a few minutes. You can open your Bibles to Genesis chapter 1. That's one opening. And prior to going to those scriptures, I'm going to try to give some definite direction before I give you seven keys to what I'm talking about, seven power keys that will change your finances. So you just turn there to Genesis chapter 1. Let's see what other scripture. And Genesis chapter 8. Genesis chapter 1. You just hold that. Be a while before I get to them because I'm going to talk to you about some things. Kingdom economy. Dominion is in the economics of the seed. Kingdom economy dominion is in the economics of the seed. Now, naturally, just a definition for economy, the wealth and resources of a country. The economic is the study of the production and consumption of goods and the transfer of wealth to produce and obtain those goods. So there's an economy in the kingdom, or there's an economic principles you have to know how to work, all right? Now, sowing. Are you listening? In the ordained wisdom of God, into financial freedom. There's a wisdom from God in sowing that will take you to financial freedom. Not just making a declaration, not just, we read a lot of books and we say a lot of things. No, there's a wisdom. Remember the scripture said in Ecclesiastes that wisdom is the defense and money is the defense. And then the Bible talks about in building anything, you have to have wisdom. Yes, sir. And then you have to have understanding to establish it and knowledge to fill it with precious treasure, in Proverbs 24. Sowing also, prior to going, we got the seven keys I'm going to get to in a minute, but sowing increases God's purpose to manifest into his realm. In other words, when we sow, we increases God's purpose and that God can manifest what he wants to manifest into his realm. Are you still with me with that? All right, that's very important. The sown seed is the divine strategy of God's kingdom economy. The sown seed is the divine strategy of God's kingdom economy. Another way to say it is sowing is favoring God's righteous cause. All of these things are important because actually, class, sowing is spiritual. All right? Now we're going to look at seeds or power keys to the harvest. We're going to look at some power keys, and I'm going to tell you how to work those keys tonight. But let me say some more things to you. To unlock your harvest, you will have to come to the revelation of the seed keys in scriptures. To unlock, don't pay no attention to what nobody else said. Listen to me. Don't pay no attention to what they told you before. The last 50 years they told you, don't pay no attention to that. Listen to me. To unlock your harvest, you will have to come to the revelation of the seed keys in the scriptures. Listen very carefully, but this is important to me when the Lord spoke to this. Jesus' greatest teaching and comparison to the kingdom was the principle of the seed. Jesus' greatest teaching and comparison to the kingdom was the principle of the seed. Actually, the kingdom of God, you've heard me say this before, is a seed kingdom. What I said?
The kingdom of God
All right. Now, I'll begin to share with you some of these things that we need to look at tonight. Key number one. I said it to you, but now we're going to explain it. Seed dominion over the harvest is God-ordained wisdom. In other words, you can take the seed, and the seed will take ordained authority over any type of harvest that the Bible promises. Now, God, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 20 and 29, I just haven't got all out of these two scriptures I want to get. I'll have to keep working with them. I know I'm not fully comprehending these scriptures, but I'm going to work with them as best as I can under this seed dominion. In the 29th verse, there's a mouthful said here, but within the context of these two verses, God revealed how you're going to dominate. I see it, Lord. I see it. All right. Yeah, the Lord's going to help me with it some. You got to look at another scripture in order to really get the insight the Lord wants to get about this tonight. I want you also to open up to now 2 Corinthians 9 and 10. 9 and 10. I think that's the one where you say God gives seed to the soil. Yeah, turn there because it's going to make better sense if you read that first and go back now to, listen to me, God's original plan. God's original plan. He's laying out his groundwork there in Genesis chapter 1, how the system should run. You know, Adam messed up. Jesus came and got it back. And so when you're reading in Corinthians, you're reading where Jesus have already gotten it back. And so God, again, wow, thank you, Holy Spirit. God, again, repeats himself. In 2 Corinthians 9, 10, what he's saying in 1 Genesis 1, 28 and 29, God repeating himself. I just saw it on the spot. But he know he has to get seed in your hand. If you're going to strive above the system. You know that I didn't say survive? I almost say survive, but that's not good enough. Above the system. But the seed, there in 2 Corinthians 9:10,